Hi, and welcome to Dream Chat with Simone and Irma. I am so excited. We are both very, very excited and so happy to be here with you today. This is going to be our episode one, our first podcast, and we just have so much to share. So much, let me tell you. So, anyways, I wanted to go ahead and just give you a little bit of history regarding us. We've been friends for about a half a lifetime. I kid you not. I met Irma when she was like 8 years old, and then years later, became friends, hung out probably around high school. So she is a little bit younger than me, because I think I was close to junior high when I met her the first time, and she was little pigtails, cute. Anyways, so then we hung out as teens, of course, and young adults, and so forth. I kind of had the Lord in my life my whole life. My mom taught me when I was really, really young, but I didn't really surrender my life fully to him until years later, like young adult years. And then Irma did around that time as well. And we have been friends, sisters in Christ, believers against the world together for all these years. Anyways, I want to go ahead and give the mic to Irma now. She's going to go ahead and give you a little bit of history on why or reasons why we wanted to put this podcast together for you guys.
Yes, like Simone said, we're super excited to share Dream Chat with you guys. I think probably, I don't know, it's been years for me. I know even longer for Simone that we have known that God communicates dreams and via dreams, he communicates different ways. Obviously, the Bible and prayer and hearing the word, like at church, but specifically, this area of dreams. It kind of became our thing, for years, right, Simone?
Yeah,
Where she was
years.
always a dreamer, but I needed help. Wait, I think I heard from God. I think this was a dream from God. So that's why we put Dream Chat together, because there's different topics we're going to cover, but we do feel it's like a guidance if you're needing help, that biblical perspective with dreams. And yeah, so it became really important for both of us to go over the dreams. What is Simone's experience with dreams and how she heard from God? Because I feel in many ways she has always really heard from God, spiritually, biblically, and the dreams have become like a personal guidance. So it was, for me, it was super important. For Simone, it was important to basically find out, God, what are you saying and how do we know? So this is why we started it, especially my background with dreams. When I would dream, so as far as I could remember, I was super young, but my mom and just family, it's not a Christian background that I came from, like Simone. It's very different. Very distinct in the way that it was very like
Traditional, like
traditional and
traditional.
almost in a way kind of urban legendy, if that's even a term, where my mom would, she would really interpret them in such a way how she was taught by my grandma.
Yeah,
Oh,
superstitious.
kind, yes, superstitious. Simone knows. So I at one point, my dreams, if I could really be honest, were fear-based. Because of that, I really had to go to Simone, the Bible, God, more than anything, and say, wait, these don't sound, like the right interpretation, like what you're trying to tell me. What are you communicating to me, God? They can't all be fear-based. So this is one of the reasons that I had to get Simone's help, surrender those dream interpretations to God when I started dreaming and realizing they were from God. So we want to kind of touch on those. And obviously other topics, because the dreams from God vary so much in communication, what he's saying, why he's saying it, and on and on and on. So we want to cover those in this podcast in different, episodes or series. So that's
So
why we
many.
created it.
So many. We have so many different experiences. And like with me, for example, and she said she came to me because she needed help, but honestly, I needed help too. I was just a little brat and I probably didn't admit it sometimes, but like I did. Yeah. I mean, we had a hit or miss. We learned by mistakes. I mean,
Yes.
I'm trying to learn the right wording for that, but get the right wording. But yeah, just we learned by hit or miss, made a lot of mistakes learning throughout the years. And mind you, we really started plugging into this in our young adult years and then started really realizing this is God, because before I surrendered my life to the Lord, I had a lot of dreams. You know, just like you said, she had dreams. And I always thought, oh, I have intuition, like I know if someone's bad to hang out with. I know if, I should break up with someone, not be dating someone and so forth. And God gave me a sign to that person. I kind of took it as my credit, like, oh, I'm special, I have intuition or whatever, right? And like that's not real, and that's how the world does, right? We go, oh, well, we could see things. You know what I'm saying? And that's not really how it's supposed to be used, So then when we surrendered our lives to him and we started learning all over again from scratch, I kid you not. And trust me, we made so many mistakes. And you'll learn about it later when we talk about it, because it's really important how you
Yeah, but
interpret them.
I think you honed in on a lot of the way God was really meaning to say a certain dream meant this. You really started, you had like a head start for years to really use that discernment and break it down biblically way before I came along. So that was super helpful, you like you said, via mistakes, via, so you had this background already, and I knew it was solidified for the most part because that's how I was able to kind of go to you and go, hey, I started dreaming and this dream stands out,
Right. So we just have a lot to share. And that's really why we wanted to put this together, because we just figured, you know what? Hey, we have great chemistry together. We've been friends forever. We just wanted to share the importance of, why God would put someone into your life to go over dreams with, because we're kind of accountable to each other with them. And it's really funny because sometimes we'll get a dream and we don't want to share with the other person because it's embarrassing what God's showing us, right? And it's convicting, and we're just like, I don't want to share this, right? And then like he'll have me share, anyways, because it's weird. It's really weird because once we get on the phone, once we actually start sharing it, right, then all of a sudden he'll start showing us what it means. But like before the phone call, he wouldn't show us. And it's not even like we opened up our mouths to interpret it yet. It's like he just all of a sudden gives us revelation on it. And I feel it's because he doesn't want us to become prideful as human beings, as his children, just to
So
think
true.
we, right, just to think we got this all the time. You know what I mean? It's us, like we got this, So he always leaves a little bit of room for that. That's why it's really, really important to have community. It's really important to bond with people, certain people. It's really important not just to go online and just believe everything you're looking up regarding dreams, because there's two perspectives. There's the world perspective and there's the believer perspective, and although there is a lot of things that, Irma has found, like books and like, I have a website that I go to sometimes. She has one and we can share some stuff like that later. But most importantly, when I first started interpreting, I went to the Bible first with a very important dream. So I have a verse here that the Lord wanted me to share. Ecclesiastes 4, 9, 12. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. Amen. A
Amen.
cord of three strands is not quickly broken. So the cord of three strands, I do believe the third strand is Jesus. But it's so funny because we've interceded for years and we have another friend that intercedes with us. And we've always, when we've prayed, the three of us together for years, I mean, when I say for years, I mean 4 years. Okay. We always include the three strands for all three of us, which is really cute. So I just wanted to say that. And then also he gave me Ecclesiastes 5:7. And this is the part that I was telling you about, you know, we get puffed up as human beings. We're like, oh, he speaks to us, right? Which is good because we are special. We are his children and he loves us, but we're not to let it get to our heads either, you know? And we're not to think, oh, well, he's giving us this information so we could know everything and we're special people, you know, special powers, all this weird stuff, right? We're supposed to always use it for his good. Either he's using it because he wants us to pray for something to come into someone's life, or he's using us, or he's giving them to us to pray against something in someone's life, including ourselves. Or to get healing, you know, or there's all these other reasons, and we could cover that in the next podcast, reasons why he would give us dreams, right? So Ecclesiastes 5:7, for when dreams increase and words grow many, there is vanity, but God is the one you must fear, meaning always put him first. It's always supposed to be about him. Okay.
Yes.
And do 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 do.
Can you remember, Simone, like your very first dream, like when you started hearing from him? Like, I know it was, you know, you were younger, but were you, it was more highlighted where you were like, hey, he's wanting me to hear what he's saying here, you know? Was it a dream of guidance in your younger days, or was it more a
So I
heart
can't
reading?
really trace exactly which one was first. I know that he gave me one regarding a job. I know that he gave me one regarding a job when I first started really attending church. I first started tithing. I first started, you know, all those things. And I'm believing in promotion. I'm believing in, I was praying that God would help me move out and be on my own, actually. I had a daughter. I wanted my own place, but I wanted us to have a room each, you know, and I wanted to be able to afford it. And I was a receptionist, you know. And I was just like, God, you know, when's this going to happen? And then, you know, I had a dream, and we can go into this in another podcast, but it would be called a true to life dream. That's what we call them. Okay.
Yes.
We have all these names we call them.
Yeah,
We
they
should have
only we
an,
kind of understand. But true to life,
we should have an
I think,
Irma Simone dictionary. No, I'm just kidding.
yeah, exactly. So the true to life that I like to call it is because sometimes when you get a dream, it happens exactly and almost verbatim to how you dreamt it that same day or in a week or however the timeline is. So that's why I call them true to life. And they're not really symbolic, which we'll get into later in the episodes and things like that. But go ahead, back to your dream.
That's why Irma calls them true to life. No, I'm just kidding.
I wish there were, how, if we could think of
Yeah.
another term, we'll
No.
use that too.
It's true. No, we call them true to life. That's what we call them. We
True
do.
to life.
Okay. All right. I'm just messing. So anyway, so we so I have this dream, right? And I'm being called into my boss's office, right? And she is kind of a strict boss, right? And she was a single mother years before. So she had this personality that was like, you're a woman and you have to do extra than everyone else in order for you to make it to where I am today. And I have to be hard on you because you're a woman and like that's how you'll succeed. That was her personality, right? I adored her though, right? So I was like, dang, I want to be like her, right? But so anyways, in the dream, she called me in her office. And of course, in the dream, I'm scared. I'm going, oh my God, I must be in trouble. I'm totally going to be in trouble. So she calls me in her office. I sit down in her office. She closes the door. She sits there and she offers me a promotion in the dream. And I'm going, what? She goes, would you like to be in sales? Right. And I'm thinking sales to me, ching, ching. I'm thinking more money, like sales, right? And then I woke up, right? So then, I'm carrying on. I'm having my coffee. I'm getting ready to go to work. I'm like putting Caleb on my radio. I'm like so sold out at that time. Like I was just so sold out to the Lord, right? And relying on him for everything, my promotions, everything, right? And I get in my car, I'm driving to work. I'm not thinking anything, mind you, nothing that has to do with it. I'm like, oh, that was a weird dream, right? I mean, that's it. I woke up, I forgot about it. I'm on my way to work. I sit down, I get my coffee again. I'm sitting there and I'm working. And then she goes, Simone, I need to speak with you. And like, I completely don't remember the dream still. I'm going, oh, this is weird, right? And I'm thinking I'm in trouble, just like in the dream, because I forgot about the dream for that moment. Because who remembers dreams if they don't think they're going to be real? I mean, So I go into her office, I sit down, and she closes the door and she asked me if I want to become a sales agent. OMG. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, oh my gosh, this is so crazy because I dreamt this last night exactly, right? So
Oh my gosh.
after becoming serious with the Lord, I get a dream like this to where now I'm going, this is God communicating to me. This can't be any other thing but God. And like what Irma says, a true to life, that's why we come true to life, because honestly, we really feel like people get a lot of true to life dreams in the very beginning. But they get them in the beginning so that they can actually start to recognize the communication channel God's using, the language he's using, like how, they cannot mistake that that has to be from God, pretty
He's
much.
so beautiful. I think he's so beautiful in that way, where he is going to get your attention so much so that you will think, wait a minute here. Like, I just dreamt this last night. I dreamt this a few days ago. And you're almost at a point to where you cannot just think it's a coincidence or, oh yeah, that this is weird. No, you're going to be able to know. And even if he has to give you another one, because sometimes it happens in like a frequency a little bit where he's kind of giving you, some dreams, and then you're able to say, hey, okay. Then the dreams do shift, which will, again, we'll cover those things because there's just a lot to cover. But then the dreams can shift to where he's growing you and he's really communicating in a deeper way, because he really wants us to be intimate with him in prayer. But a lot of the dreams are because it's a call to prayer. He's not just giving you dreams for guiding your life, which is great. He covers that. He covers heart matters and different things. But overall, wouldn't you say, Simone, it's because it's a call to prayer. It's a call to intimacy with him as we walk out our journey, our faith walk with God.
Definitely intimacy, because he wants to be close to us, and that's a way to get close to us. That's a way that he could communicate to us on a whole other level, So it's definitely intimacy. It's definitely because he wants to get closer to us. He wants us to recognize his voice also. So yes, I agree. And in the beginning, a lot of people get true to life, which to me, if I was to sit back and look at this dream that I had, I'd be like, what is the purpose of me having this dream other than God telling me he promised me a promotion and here it is, and he knew this was going to happen verbatim. You know what I mean? Like what else is there in this dream? Like, did I pray it through? Not really. Not at that time in my life. I just took it for what it was. She told me, do you want to be sales? Just like the dream. So evidently I'm going to move into sales. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And what's really, really weird is in that real life situation, I wasn't promoted to be sales in that office like I was expecting. So I was waiting and waiting and waiting. Like it didn't happen. And I was like, what is this really going to happen? This is weird. And then all of a sudden, my boss gave notice and she left to a different company. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, how did she promise me sales? And like, I'm not sales. She didn't promote me here, right? So what then happens is her new boss, who is a rep, okay, an electronics rep, who owned an electronics rep, she called me during my lunch and I was fasting that day. That's so weird. I was fasting. I went home. I remember I got a call, right?
Oh, wow.
And right. And she goes, "Hi, this is so and so," right? I don't want to say people's names. She goes, "Hi, this is so and so. And I just want to offer you a job in sales. As you know, your manager left the company. She's actually going to be the new manager of my rep firm. And I just wanted to know if you wanted to be a sales agent under her," which was crazy because it was even more money I would have made in that little electronics distributor company that I was working in. So it was
Wow.
like God promised me the promotion, and then I had to wait. And it was a total faith move, you know?
Yep.
So the
It
dream,
usually is.
right. And if I didn't have the dream, I wouldn't have waited. Like I wouldn't have,
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have been praying about it. Like I would have just been like, well, this is done. She left. Maybe I'll just quit too. You know what I mean? But like because
But he
that
didn't want you
happened.
to. Yes, that's so good.
Because that happened, I'm like, no, God promised me this. Like, that's a promise from him. If it happened and I dreamt it, this is weird, right? So that's the one. I had dreams before, like I said, but this is kind of after I came to the Lord, one that really stuck out, that was the foundation of building that dream language with the Lord and not just relying on myself to interpret it, believing I'm just getting them and I have intuition, blah, 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 right?
Yes, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Irma?
I was remembering I really had to go because I have dream journals. Like I kind of have notebooks. I like to write down things. So I was like, should I go down and get my notebooks? Because I usually have one. Now it's our phone. We'll use our phone a lot for notes, right? Someone to write them down. So I was like, okay, I
Yeah.
really want to open up that box in the closet, but I didn't. And I remembered the Holy Spirit did remind me about this particular dream. And I'm not going to mention names, but my kids were little. They're young adults now, but they were little. And at the time, we were on a small, like, weekend getaway with a lot of family. And this is the dream that I remember specifically. And I had probably a 6-month-old. My last child was 6 months old. We're at this little getaway with family, and I dreamt. We go to bed. We're staying at a family member's house, and there's just a whole bunch of us. You know, it was kind of summertime, I want to say. I had a dream, Simone, that one of my family members that I was really close to at that time got upset with me. And I wasn't sure why in the dream, but I know in the dream she got really upset and just was kind of yelling and not happy with me for whatever reason. Just yelling, you know, like
I
kind of
remember
threw
that.
like a tantrum or something, you know. And in real life, I was really close to that person at that time. We're not now, but at that time I was when my kids were little. And so I woke up there and I remember I talked to my husband about it. I told him the dream because it was that profound, the feeling in the dream where I even was sad that she had, you know, kind of outburst, you know,
You
she had an
shared it with
outburst.
me too. You shared it with me too.
Yeah, I think I did. I want to say at that time. So that evening, all of us were going to go to dinner with, you know, everybody. You know, this was like an annual thing that we did with family. And it was getting later and later. And to me, so this is real life. That same night, you know, I dreamed the dream in the morning. It stays with me during the day. I have my babies. And it's getting later. And now it's time to put the kids down. And so I decide not to go with all of the group. And we just decide, hey, we're going to stay. We're not going to go with everybody to dinner and wherever else they were going to go. And that family member that was in my dream acted completely like the dream. She went around the entire house saying, why aren't you going? And on and on and on. She had a whole outburst, yelling and even to the point of cussing. And I was looking at her like, what is going on and why? So it was, and if I'm being completely honest, it did feel like a some sort of like just
Warning.
like a warning. But I didn't know that at the time. Immediately when the yelling happened, And then they ended up just leaving. She was just super disappointed. I wasn't going to go, but again, it was getting later for us. I go to bed, but as I'm going to bed, my kids are already asleep. My husband and I start talking about the dream, and I said, "I dreamt this morning, well, last night." But he's like, "Wow." And we both were in awe, and I did feel it was different. And it was, I'm not going to tell you, I completely thought, "Is this God?" But I did feel this feels different and almost warning like. So I did highlight that dream. It always stayed with me. That's what I mean by highlight. In my heart, I kept it in my mind. I was like, I never forgot about it because it was one of the very first times looking back that he was really trying to tell me, "Hey, Irma, this is going to happen. Pray, be on guard and pray for that person as well. It's not just for us, it's for others as well." So now that is what I do. Now we've changed our way of thinking as far as dreams. But I did want to share this that sticks out to me in the Bible when Joseph was we know he was a dreamer in Genesis, but in Genesis 48, he is already in prison with the cupbearer. I think it was the chef and some other prisoners. And they had dreamt and wanted to know what the dreams were. They knew they were
Cup
different.
bearer,
The
yeah, the
dreams,
cup
the
bearer.
cupbearer, yeah. And it says, "We both had dreams," they answered, "but there is no one to interpret them." And this is Joseph's answer to them in Joseph in Genesis 48. Then Joseph says to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams." Because by then, he was already an interpreter. He had gotten to know God so well through dream communication. And this is in Genesis, guys, that he was ready to, "Hey, let me see what they are. God's got this." So that's one of the scriptures that's always kind of stuck out to me in dream language, because God has the interpretation when we don't have it. When we know he's trying to say something, but we're unsure of what, the call is to pray and he's going to show us what it means.
And he didn't get puffy. He didn't get all proud within himself, like that scripture that I shared, Ecclesiastes 5:7. Like he didn't say, "Well, I know how to interpret them. Just give it to me. Like, I'll tell you." He didn't say that. He said, "Don't they belong to God?"
That
And
was, yeah.
he put God first. You know what I'm saying? He knew that this gift that he had, that he has, is reliant on the Lord, and ours is too. Me and Irma's gift is reliant on the Lord too. It's not just us.
I do feel that God desires to communicate with all of his children, and there is a, I think, like language. Whether it comes through, interpretation, symbols, we're praying and we hear, or we feel something in our heart, or we're in the word, like every way that God communicates, I think he does want to relay that to, all his children, It's just a matter of, are we going to have the place in our heart to be open to say, "God," and that's the intimacy part that you were sharing, Simone. "God, what are you saying to me? What do you want to convey?" Just like a father with his children now, George with, your guys' kids, Chris with ours. They want to be in relationship, and a relationship starts with communication. So that's how I think God, our loving father, that's how he wants to treat us. And that's why the beautiful part, Simone, is that we have through the years been able to grow and continue to seek him out and him us with, this part of communication. Obviously the others, but this one too, that he's grown,
Another thing I wanted to say before we close is that the scripture Psalm 16:7 says, "I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me." Meaning that, what are we doing at night, y'all? We're like sleeping, right? We're sleeping. So during that time, we're quiet and we're not busy throughout the day doing stuff, busy here, busy there, like not being able to give t God time. During the night is when he can actually communicate to us without distraction, you know?
So true, yeah.
So, but anyways, we just wanted to thank everybody for listening to our podcast today, or episode one, everyone.
Yay.
Yeah, we're thinking maybe the next episode will be why God gives us dreams. Okay. And we'll cover topics, not promising that we'll be able to finish it in the next episode because there's so many reasons, you guys.
I
But we're gonna go ahead and open it up as why he gives us dreams the next episode. So thank you so much. Please subscribe, follow us, share
Yes.
everything. Whoever you feel would need to hear what we have to say about dreams and interpretation from God. All right.
Biblical standpoint.
As believers. Amen. So anyways, thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and end it, and you have a wonderful week. Bye.
Bye.